Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, DJ Foster. Preseason is finito. The Clippers played their last game of the preseason tonight in Sacramento. It was nationally televised on ESPN, so unlike last night, we actually got to watch this one. The Clippers pulled away with the win, 92-89, a very deceiving score. The Kings ended the game on a 20-2 run, I believe it was. To get back in this game, but it really wasn't in doubt at any time. The Clippers cruised in their final tune-up. They looked pretty good. Defense was solid. Good spread-out scoring. Everyone kind of contributed. The starters dominated as you'd expect them to in a game against Sacramento. So all good things. But before we get to the recap, we've got some fun stuff we're going to do. I put the call out on Twitter for Clipper haikus. Game recap haikus. And we got a bunch of really good answers. So we'll read those to you later. But before we get to that, just a reminder, please subscribe to us on iTunes. If you haven't done so already, also shoot us a 5-star rating, leave a review. It's really helpful. This podcast just got off the ground. Boy, how long has it been now? 2 months? About 2 months ago, earlier this summer. So we're still really new. We could use all your support, your retweets, tell your friends. The more Clippers fans we get on board here, the cooler stuff we get to do, the bigger guests we can pull. I've got Justin Verrier, who's a writer for ESPN.com, who's covering the New Orleans Pelicans. He's coming on the show. I don't know why I said Pelicans like that. Pelicans! It just seems like a thing that you would say like that. Pelicans! We've got him coming on. He is a lot better at saying Pelicans than I am. He's coming on the show probably this week. Might be pushed back to next week. We've got Ian Levy coming on the show. Jordan Heimer is going to talk about some degenerate gambling with me. There's no one else I'd rather have. We have the NBA GM survey we're going to go over this week. So please keep tuning in. Please subscribe to us on however you're getting this podcast and rate and review. All right, let's get down to it. Quick recap. There were a few highlights from tonight that I want to talk about. The first was Rudy Gay posting up Chris Paul. And Chris Paul is so crafty. And when a lot of people say that, oh, he's going to decline defensively, he's going to take a step back because he's older now and he's had injuries, that might be true, but also take that with a grain of salt whenever anyone tells you that. Because there isn't a craftier, smarter defender in the league. And this was a perfect example of that. Rudy Gay is posting Chris Paul, banging on him, backing him down, obviously gaining ground because he outweighs Chris Paul by about 40 pounds. He is about 8 inches taller. This is a clear mismatch. But Chris, instead of just trying to hold his ground and tough it out, just pulls the chair on Rudy. And Rudy goes stumbling out of the way, ends up with the travel call. I retweeted the video of it on my Twitter, at Fox Sports Foster, if you missed it. Go look at it. It's just a hilarious example of great post defense. And just one of the things that Chris Paul brings to the table. We know the steals. We know the tough on-ball D. We know he has those lobster hands, right? Just pinch, 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 and he just grabs everything. What probably doesn't get enough credit for is his physicality and how he knows he can use it to his benefit. Oh, Chris, really great game from him tonight. The box score is a little misleading. You might not think he was that great. It's 2 for 6, 26 minutes. You might think, oh, he didn't have a very big impact on the game. He dominated the Kings guards. He ended up with 8 assists, 3 steals, in 26 minutes. CP3 is in perfect form heading into the season. I do think it's interesting to note that this preseason he never really got the scoring on tap. And part of me just thinks that was on purpose. That he kind of came in with the mindset this preseason that he wants to get other guys shots and he wants to get them confidence going in because he knows he needs those guys to knock down those shots. He needs them to feel like they're a big part of this offense. Paul knows when it's time for the games to actually count that he can take over, that then he can step up his scoring. But for right now, in preseason, with everyone trying to get their feet wet, with all the new guys, well, not new guys, really. Well, some new guys. Brandon Bass, Raymond Felton, Alan Anderson, Mo Spates. With those guys inserted, he knows it's best to share, let them get their shots, and Mo Spates and company have certainly been getting their shots. Mo Spates didn't really shoot a whole lot tonight, though. Only 5 in 15 minutes. 4 for 5, 15 minutes. Still hit double digits. I think, and maybe this take is kind of hot, but if we're looking at Jamal Crawford has won multiple Six Man of the Year awards because he scored a lot off the bench, Mo Spates might be a better bet than Jamal Crawford to win the award this year. Mo Spates is going to score. And as pretty clearly the first big off the bench for the Clippers, he's going to play a decent amount of minutes, and he doesn't really need a ton. He can play 16, 20 minutes. He can easily average around, not a point per minute, that might be a little ridiculous, but pretty close to it. And if anything happens to Blake or DeAndre, God forbid, man, Mo could really put up some high scoring numbers. Defensively, he's not as bad as Jamal, so I don't think that keeps him from it. Mo Spates is a very sneaky contender for Sixth Man of the Year. Some people will laugh you out of the building if you tell that, if you're in a building. If you're outside, they'll like laugh you out of the park. But ignore them because Spates is going to get time. We know he can score. He's going to put up some massive numbers, and his rebounding totals are going to be great too. A lot to like with the Mo Spates stock. Another highlight from the game. Blake Griffin tried to block a shot by first jumping on the rim to brace himself and then swatting it, and it worked. And luckily it was an offensive foul before the play, but it looked like something out of Slam Ball, which is the greatest sport of all time. I love basketball. If there was a market for a Slam Ball podcast, see you guys. I wouldn't care. I would be covering the Sioux Falls Slam instead of the Los Angeles Clippers, because Slam Ball is the greatest sport ever invented. It was like a brief, I think it was like late 90s, like 99, 2000, right at the turn there, when, you know, it was Y2K and everyone thought the world was ending, so they just made this sport with trampolines and rules that didn't make any sense, like you could just tackle guys whenever you wanted to. It was like a mix between football and basketball on trampolines. And it was fantastic. Do you think Slam Ball's online? I'm going to look this up. I know this is unprofessional. I'm going to look this up while I'm doing the podcast. I could just pause and edit this in later, but this is an experience that I want you guys to be a part of. Slam Ball, YouTube. Oh my gosh, do they have all the old games? They have full games. Okay, everyone, your homework this week, autoplay, your homework this week is to just look up Slam Ball on YouTube and watch some games. And we'll see you in a week when you're done watching every Slam Ball game that ever happened. The greatest sport of all time. Blake Griffin would be a top 5 Slam Ball player. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I don't think there was too many 6'9 guys in this league. They play real basketball. Some of these dudes, though, man, they knew how to trampoline. Let me tell you. And then that was really the two main highlights from the game. There was also a play that I won't spoil that was detailed in one of our haikus. Why don't we get to that? Let's get to the Clippers game recap haikus. I put the call out. I tweeted out my own haiku to recap the game, and I'll read you mine. And then I'll read you the ones that got sent to me. You guys had some great answers. So I put out the call. I said, send me your best LAC Sacramento game recap haiku, and here's mine. Get the haiku voice ready. New Kings Arena, still a sadness factory. Dave Yeager's goatee. That was my haiku. I hope you like it. Dave Yeager's goatee is lottery bound already. It just looks like the facial hair of someone who's going to be sitting at the lottery. Whammy giveaway. Tweeted in, Clippers crown the Kings. Ultimatum season begins. Will they or won't they? Solid haiku. It was a fast haiku, too. I put the call out, and he like tweeted in 30 seconds. I was like, how did you think of a haiku that quickly? And he used the word ultimatum. That was like seven syllables right there. Let's see. What else we got here? This one wasn't a haiku, and it also called one of the players a lesbian, so we're going to skip that one. Let's see. This is a good one. From Eduardo Sanchez, friend of the show, Ed Sanchez, says, Luke missed a layup. He missed a wide open layup. Preseason is over. Now, if that's not just a great recap, I don't know what it is. Luke missed a layup. He missed a wide open layup. Preseason is over. It's perfect. It's everything you need to know about tonight. Let's see, what else we got? Aditya at Brown is the Night. Clips Nation writer says, shh. Can you hear that? Boogie bellowing badly. Chris Paul is too good. Excellent haiku. Let's see. Who else? At ImrenQ805. I've talked with him multiple times on Twitter. He didn't like the intro song. And now I think he does like the intro song. So it grew on him. I believe that's what happened there. I don't know. He may have to set me straight on that. That intro song, by the way, and the outro, is from the LA band Wolfpack. That's V-U-L-F-P-E-C-K. Highly recommended. Anyways, Imran Q says, new NBA season, same old Kings, Costa-Kufis hairline. That's not a haiku, but that's okay, because my wife's a teacher, and that's the only reason I remembered that the haiku format is five-syllable, seven-syllable, five-syllable. I honestly didn't know. I thought it was that, but I could have just Googled it, I guess, but she's like a living Google. I can just ask her things, and she knows it. So, good effort. Good game, good effort. Here's the other haiku from at Brad Overboard. He says, Clippers beat the Kings. Time to lose to Golden State. Oh, disappointment. Oh, that's a bummer, Brad. I didn't particularly enjoy that haiku. Last haiku. I think this is the last one. Yeah, this one was sent from Brandon Tomioy. His haiku, recapping Kings Clippers. DeAndre Jordan kicked a ball into the stands. It hasn't landed. Beautifully done. Masterfully done, even. That's the winning haiku for tonight. DeAndre Jordan kicked a ball into the stands. It hasn't landed. Well done. He's at Ding Yu on Twitter. DingYu. Highly recommended. He's a Clipper blog writer. We only hire the finest haiku creators at Clipper Blog. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to wrap it up for tonight. We have lots to talk about tomorrow. NBA GM survey. Some surprising results. The Clippers were plastered all over that thing. Some respect for the Clippers. You're going to want to hear about that. We'll have that on tomorrow's show. We will also have, hopefully, a new interview for you. Again, Justin Verrier, Jordan Heimer, all on deck. Until then, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, review the podcast, tweet the podcast, talk about the podcast. How many times can I say podcast? Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I'm your host, CJ Foster. Enjoy your day.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.